From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Great Britain's lively race for prime minister has produced some American-style TV moments. This week, there was Gordon Brown forgetting he was wearing a mic and calling a woman he'd met at a campaign stop bigoted. And there have been the first-ever televised debates in a prime minister's race. While the debates generated a lot of buzz in the UK, NPR's Mondolit Del Barco found that Brits in the US had a hard time tuning in.
In England, Brits have been glued to the telly, watching candidates Gordon Brown, David Cameron, and Nick Clegg.
Each of whom wants to be our next prime minister.
But on this side of the pond, it's hard to call the debates must-see TV, especially when it's only carried on C-SPAN 3. Who gets C-SPAN 3?
It's supposed to be on here.
They tried to get it at the Ye Olde King's Head pub in Santa Monica, a favorite enclave of the city's large British expat crowd. But yesterday's debate was overwhelmed by another British obsession, soccer.
Soccer's more interesting.
Diana Young and her husband Dennis, visiting from Southampton, grumbled about the American-style debates.
It's a bit of a laugh, really, watching them. They don't do it very well.
There's far too many rules. The audience aren't allowed to speak, and they're not allowed to clap, and they're not allowed to disagree. They've got to be totally silent all the time. This one is a little bit seductive.
Liverpool scored on Madrid just as Young began talking about how rowdy British elections are compared to those in the U.S. Nearby, pub manager Peter Dolan managed to find the debate streaming on an internet feed, but there was no audio.
It's got nothing coming on.
Leaving pubgoer Simon Petty to provide his own running commentary.
We're just going on what they look like. Gordon's looking a bit jowly. Looks vaguely simian, doesn't he, with those ears? A bit tired. He doesn't look happy. He's never looked happy. He's a dour Scot.
Petty was much more impressed by Brown's opponents, Cameron and Clegg, whom he described as young, smooth, and more suave than Brits are used to.
They both talk a good game, definitely.
But apparently not good enough to take this crowd's eyes off Liverpool's soccer victory.
That's a beautiful lift-off.
Is it back on? Yeah, it's back on. I'm going to have to go.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.